Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast. From the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. We're not going to fail. Every time. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 30th day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. A little milder weather for a few days, I guess up to the weekend at least, but it ain't bad. It ain't winter, and that counts for something. Okay, let's see, we're just going to open up. Oh, man. We're gonna answer some assertions. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Well, we'll start out on the micro effect this morning. They were doing a little talking about dividing the cause, and Joe McNeil played a piece from some guys. You know, he had some kind of accent. It seems that people who really want to straighten us Americans out, they have an accent. But it was about, you know, how we need to get, we have to convince the mainstream. You know, the 25% that have been giving consent to the tyranny we've been living under all this time. We have to, the only way we can get out of this, people, we have to convince those people to change their minds about and turn it back over to the good old boys. That's the only chance we have, because there ain't going to be no goddamn fight, don't you know? And Mark Kornke, he came up and he said, they were talking about their satellite. I'm going to tell you guys something about that satellite. They could have had it months ago. They could have had it any time they want. They got the fucking money. Don't think they don't. I mean, they're people right now. Ammon Bundy was on one of the broadcasts there following Mark. And they're traveling all over the United States holding seminars and shit. You think they can't come up with $3,000? Of course they can. But Mark, he revealed the truth behind it all, at least. Because he says we have to show them that we are focused. That we are focused on what? On the Ammon Bundys, on the goddamn Californians down there that want to take all the bureaucracies back and get back in control so that they can be our masters, the same people who sold us down the goddamn river from day one in this country, who took everything, who defrauded us out of our public lands and took them for themselves. We got to show that we're focused on backing them. That's really what it is, people. You know, it's not that we're focused, it's that you have the people who have the guns and will actually shoot the son of a bitches behind you, isn't it? It is disgusting, people. He went on, you know, of course, he's going to mention that Bill of Rights, because you can't not mention it, because that is really what's at the center of this argument. And he said that after the Revolutionary War, that it was the common folk, you know, the insignificant sons of bitches like you and me, the insignificant people who told these aristocrats, you're going to put that Bill of Rights in there or there's going to be a second war. We're going to come and we're going to shoot your asses. And that's the truth. But, I mean, let's look at this just a little bit. Let's go back to where it all began at Lexington and Concord. What was going on there? I mean, did them people come out because stop somebody from taking a rancher's property? You know, I was listening to Ammon Bundy, and across this nation from in 2008, you guys know it, there were millions of privately owned family businesses put out of fucking business, and you didn't hear a word from these son of a bitches because they were still living the good life. There's right now. Ammon Bundy would sacrifice your children's children to make sure that his children had the easy life that he had, living off the public lands, according to them, there are no public lands. It belongs all to the ranchers and the farmers. They try to put themselves up as holier than thou. These are industries. You see, it's industry. It is the mining industry. He had the guy up before, the conversation was going to just how things got so bad for these folks. You know, and they hate the goddamn environmental movements because that's what got all this shit going. No, actually, you people put these goddamn, the Forest Service, you put the goddamn BLM, you put all of these things in place, these illegal organizations, these illegal authorities in place to have an exclusive on the public land so that you controlled them and kept me off of them. What happened? I'm going to tell you people, he talked about over the last 50 years. I'm going to tell you, I was here. Over the last 50 years, I watched what happened. They talked about the spotted owl was one of the things, you know, coming in and shutting down the timber industry. Well, it didn't quite go like like this fairy tale they like to tell to their own benefit. What was going on here back in them days was the wholesale butcher of this place. It was the cashing out of it. You had the big conglomerates like Weyerhaeuser who had been granted, you know, given land. Somebody just gave them huge tracts of forested land, just gave it to them, took it from you and me, and just gave it to a couple of son of a bitches to cash out on. Now, I lived here all my life, and I watched the goddamn forest be clear cuts. It was supposed to be under the North American Timber Plan. 12 old growth trees left per acre on every acre. They butchered it. I have a picture. I might dig it out. I got it in it's being some of my stuff. It's been here forever. It's actually a Polaroid picture. But the picture is at the foot of Sun Mountain out here. You guys who follow the site, you know that Mark took him a drink of water from the Wood River right where it flows out of the foot of Sun Mountain. And at the foot of Sun Mountain, when I was young, I mean, no, this ain't been that long. Shit, I was probably, I would say, man, my late 20s when this all occurred. But it was all my life there. When you start up Sun Mountain, I mean, you're talking tall, beautiful timber, beautiful forest, man, awesome forest. And they belonged to me. They were my public lands, okay? And at the foot of Sun Mountain, there was this big sign, man, one of those big Forest Service signs, big, huge son of a bitch said Sun Mountain National Forest. Okay, they went up there and they clear cut it so fucking bad, people. I got a picture of it. It looked like an atomic bomb. There's just this sign sitting in the middle of what looks like an atomic bomb went off. Okay, it finally got so embarrassing to them. They moved it on up the hill to where there was some trees they could set it by so they could call it a fucking forest. They butchered the land here. And see what happened is they had taken control. They had removed our common law rights. We couldn't take them to task. The people in Oregon could not take them to task for the butchering they were doing, for the fact that they were running more and more cattle. I mean, just trillions for them to make out on your public lands. All the deer, I mean, they were dying off, man. You could, the deer herds, you didn't see deer, everything, because the cows ate everything on the public lands, and the deer and the elk, they were gone. So then here come the communists. These people have already put an exclusive in place, so we can't stop them, right? So then here come the communists into goddamn Oregon. And they start, well, this is good. Look at what they're doing, man. They have raped the land. They have destroyed it. And they had. That wasn't no goddamn lie. I seen it with my own eyes. But I didn't vote for no communists to come in and correct it for me because I understood that that's how communism works. That the communists come in and go, well, we'll regulate them and we'll make them quit taking all the grass that you're in. And you know, your elk herds will come back. Your deer herds will come back. All your streams that have been, and this is true, people. The mining over here, the goddamn water, you couldn't drink out of a creek here. It was poison. All the mining and shit, and they didn't have to clean anything up because it was their grant, their land, don't you know? And it killed all the fish off and everything, and it was the truth. But they come in, it's how the communists do. They'll come in and say, look what these capitalists have done to you. And when we're not supposed to have capitalism or communism, you see? And see, this whole fucking plan here is to get it back to, oh man, our only chance is to get it back in the hands of the good old boys so that they can be our new masters, our old masters, our new masters. What the hell does it matter? We're not going to have our rights back. When Ammon Bundy came up to talk on the program that followed Marx, I mean, he talked about ranchers. He talked about loggers and farmers and about tracts of land and how land, property rights, man, this is what it's about. This is what the struggle is for, property rights. When most of the people in this goddamn country don't have a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out. And I'm going to tell you something else. It fucking gets me to my soul to try to act like I'm doing this for some ulterior motive. Like I want attention. I would love to be up in the fucking hills and never see another computer or another, speak to another person for the rest of my fucking days. I just can't do it because I'm not going to leave my children to be sacrificed for fucking Ammon Bundy's children or Mark Carnegie's either. You do not own us, no more than those fucking communists do, but you think you do. They have sacrificed our people since the beginning of this country. World War I, World War II, the lies of wars that could have never occurred without these people and their industries. It was to fuel and to fatten their industry so they could have a lot more and everybody could have a lot less, down to the point today when most people have fucking nothing and what they got now, oh, now it's threatened by what they created. Now you should come back in and you should lay down your life. You should take up your guns and you should fight to go put Ammon Bundy and company back in fucking control. Ammon Bundy talked about, you know, his grant to his great-great-grandpappy. Well, I'll tell you what, Ammon, when we get this goddamn Bill of Rights back in the common law, we're going to go look at that fucking grant. We're going to go look at all these grants, the grants to Weyerhaeuser. We're going to go look at the grants to these goddamn foreign barons to build these goddamn railroads across here. You gave them half the fucking country. Did you do that with the consent of the people? Did we sign off on it? Did you remove my part of that property with the due process of the law? Because I'm here to tell you, you didn't. It's just like Alex Jones running to Bunkerville. You see, these people, it's come to the point where this political power was always mammon, money. It's all it came down to. We've talked about this many a times. It came down to goddamn money and political power. What could you force? Who could you buy off? But it has reached the point, people, to where it ain't money no more. It's fucking guns and people who will use them. It's come down to a fight. These son of a bitches that we out here in the West who have been fucked by these assholes outnumber them 10,000 to one, and they know it. This is a fucking con from the East Coast coming out here to try to get it like we're going to go fight for these bastards. We're not going to do it. We're not going to fight to cut our own fucking throats. We're not going to pay for a satellite for them to show, so you can show that you have us behind them, because you don't. I won't fight for them. I can't speak for nobody but myself. But when it comes down, you know, like I said, there at Lexington Concord, what did them guys do? You had somebody who was going to come in and just said, you don't have no rights. You are a goddamn, you're insignificant. You're nobody. You're owned. And what did they do? They said, no. Boom. We're saying no. And see, this whole idea, monkey poking and backstabbing, fuck you. Treason is what I'm talking about here. You lay out the scenario. Now, God damn it, by the English language, by all known to us, the logic that we live by. Now, if you go and give consent for my goddamn bondage, I got no truck with you, son of a bitch. I owe you nothing but a bullet, traitor. How do I owe? I mean, but damn, that's monkey poke. That's trying to divide, you know, divide this force that they're trying to present as a goddamn military force to back the play of these son of a bitches out here, the people who robbed us all. It's the same thing, like I said, from all the wars. Who went and fought the wars and who ended up with everything? Do you think that it was all an honest deal? It's like this shit, you know, with these oil barons. Four or five people ended up with all the goddamn oil contracts. Rockefeller, everybody's fucking filthy rich off the oil that belonged to all of us once upon a time. How was that oil removed from our possession and handed to their possession, that wealth? This is why they do not want the Bill of Rights. No matter what they try to con you with, they do not want it. With that Bill of Rights, I promise you, I would dispossess every goddamn one of them by myself. I mean, if you people out there, 12 of you are sitting in a goddamn jury box. I'm talking to you, and I'm showing you that here, I'm going to show you this particular date, this all belonged to you. It was the property of the people of the United States of the Americas. It belonged to you and me. On this day, George and Joe and Bob got went in a back room and they wrote down on a piece of paper that they're going to hand it over to Elwood and Jim out here. And Elwood and Jim, they paid to put these pricks in office with zero authority. And it all comes down to that Bill of Rights, and it comes down to that ninth article. The authority to take it from me and give it to them. Can that authority exist? I think I could convince 12 people that it can't, never could, and that it was a fraud from the get-go. And then, like I said, you got out here, like Bundy up there talking about, their right, their land, their property right, their water rights, their grazing rights. Well, but what you don't want to talk about is my Bill of Rights. Where I can sit down and, just like I was saying, back when they were running the show with the BLM and all this shit and coming out here and shutting us off from the public lands, there was nothing we could do about it. Why? Because they, the Bundys and companies, had removed the common law. When he talked about the courts today, the judges just ain't making the right decisions. He doesn't even know how the common law is supposed to work. He doesn't know about the right to jury. He doesn't know none of all he knows is that, man, all along, all we had to do was pay a real good lawyer and everything belonged to us somehow and be good in with the church too. That Mormon church, man, I've got to believe that they dispensed a lot of our property to their congregations, to the people who rubbed elbows with them and greased them in the right ways, but it belonged to all of us people. But once upon a time, this is what Jefferson meant when he said, you'll wake up homeless on the continent that your grandfathers conquered. You'll have nothing. A handful will have it on. It will be through duplicity. If the Bill of Rights had been in effect, I guarantee you, I would have torn them up a long time ago. But it wasn't. It hasn't been in my lifetime. And goddamn, hard enough to discover it when it's there, but try discovering it when it isn't there. And then they have the audacity to turn around and to tell you, you need to elect people and to try to con you. I love the con. They just ain't caught up yet. Once you just keep teaching them, and as they're gaining all the power back, then they're going to understand what you're talking about, and the same people who took your rights are going to turn around and give them back to you, just like the communists will. You betcha they will. I will fight for nothing but that Bill of Rights. If you're trying to tell me there's any other issue in this, you're a liar. You are a traitor. We stand up as a people and we say our Bill of Rights has been fucking removed. Not one inch goes forward. Nobody's going to make no more decisions or do anything. We're having a fight. We're going to have our capacity to make a decision back in our possession before we make any decisions. You're not going to just get two or three guys who thinks it's a good deal that we could go this route and we all get on point and we all focus. What we got to do is focus. We got to focus on getting these pricks back into the goddamn seats of power, not to remove that goddamn ball of spaghetti, but to put who controls the ball of spaghetti back in control of the ball of spaghetti. You won't hear Ammon Bundy or none of these people talk about James Boyd. You won't hear him talk about any of the our people that, I mean, just that one thing that, I mean, they had Bundy up there and they're talking about how he got his tooth broken. He got fisted around in jail. Hell, how many of us have it? I mean, this is just so new to them. You mean the brutality that you supported against the rest of us for 100 fucking years is finally coming to visit you, and it's a terrible thing. Go, I'll tell you what, Ammon Bundy, you go look at the video of Kelly Thomas and tell me about your woes. You sorry son of a bitch, you goddamn elitist prick. Anyways, I had to get that off my chest, and I mean, I'm getting tired of this, I really am. I mean, when you're young, I don't know how many people have been in some real knockdown good fights, but goddamn it, when it's over, you're tired. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. And when you get older, I mean, fights that is even getting pissed off and yelling and shit, it's not good for you. I'm almost 58 years old. Maybe they think that if they just keep coming from 50 fucking different angles that I'll die like Spike did. And then there'll be nobody in opposition to their agenda. I don't think it's going to work that way. I think the seed's been planted. I don't think you can fucking stop it. People, think about it. I mean, at your age, I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. You get in a real fucking pissed off yelling fight with somebody, a relative, whatever, especially people you don't really want to fucking fight with. And then you goddamn, you feel like shit for days afterward. Ain't like when you're young. Try doing it every goddamn day, 7 days a week, 365 days a fucking year for a while. And this, these are the people, these are the patriots that, are, that love us. You betcha. Fourth Amendment victory, 8-1 Supreme Court rules. Police need a warrant to search vehicle on private property, refuses to extend automobile exemption. Now, what's wrong with this picture, people? Well, I'm going to tell you. This is from Reuters. The Rutherford Institute, sent in by Gray Rider for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Refusing to grant law enforcement yet another loophole to encroach on the rights of citizens to privacy in their homes, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that police may not intrude on private property in order to carry out a warrantless search of a vehicle parked near a residence. In its 8-1 decision in Collins versus Virginia, the court rejected Virginia's claim that warrantless police searches of vehicles are allowed under the Fourth Amendment's automobile exception. Now, what's wrong with this? An automobile... Wait, I got to get it. I'm sure I didn't miss it, but we better check. See if I can find an automobile exception in here.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, comma,
papers, comma, and effect. I wonder what that and effects. What would effects be? Against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Well, I mean, I'm not. I don't see except for. I don't see the exemption for the motor vehicle. Do you, Charlie? Is it there? And I'm just not seeing it.
No, sir.
And no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, people, the automobile exemption, what, and people are praising this. People are praising this today. They're praising this this illegal decision by a court, by a Supreme Court that has no goddamn authority to rule on the Bill of Rights. It can only be ruled on in a common law court by a jury. And we all know that. But see, people will praise this. And while they're praising it, what they're doing is they're saying, man, they told them they can't. So that tells you that the Supreme Court can tell them they can. You see? That's what this shit's all about. This is saying that they told you can't. Well, in this instance, you can't deny procedural due process of the law as outlined in the fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights. But next week, you know, we get some more different appointees in here, some people with some different opinions about the Bill of Rights. Well, they might say, well, yeah, you can. You see, that's where you go down that road, accepting this shit, accepting it on any level. Why doesn't the Supreme Court have any, I mean, it says it right here in the ninth. The enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in that Constitution of certain rights, that is of certain authorities, shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. That means the Supreme Court can have no authority to rule, I mean, and not to mention the rest of the body, because you talk about your right to affront your accusers. I mean, your right to the, first you have your Fourth Amendment right to the a lawful warrant, but then you have the rest of the due process. I mean, life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And then that means that in criminal prosecutions, it means you got to go through a whole lot of shit here before you can touch anything. But it is not, what it takes here is it takes somebody to file a complaint, you see. It takes an American national, because no government's ever had any authority over any American national. They can't. The ninth article says they can't. We live under the Bill of Rights, unalienable, unalienable law, and the ninth article says they can't interfere. They can't. They have no authority in it. That means they can't. When if somebody, I mean, if you've got a even a officer, let's say it's Forest Service officer, or BLM officer Jim Reed. Now, see, BLM officer Jim Reed can't come in a common law court. He has no standing in a common law court. The government has no standing in a common law court. It's common law litigant. Now, John Reed, as an individual American national, now he can file a cause in a common law court. Or if Jim Reed tries to put some kind of government tyranny on me under the auspice of Officer John Reed, I go grab old John Reed just as John Reed. I drag his ass over into the common law courts and I crucify him. I take everything he owns for trying to put an illegal authority, an authority that can't exist under the ninth article, to take my property or to invade my privacy or to piss on my rights. That's how it works. And see, the Bundys, if you talk to them people, I mean, they consider people like me, I'm a fucking radical, man. I should be exterminated. I'm a threat to the goddamn everything that's good and decent in their Judeo-Christian society. I'm here to tell you people. And for them to, you know, they know, I mean, at the top echelons, they could get somebody to, I mean, I can't believe that they were in jail and everything and nobody explained anything to them at all. But the bottom line here is, I mean, if they've said they've read that Constitution, man, did you read the Bill of Rights and do you understand what it says? Yes, they do. They've understood it all along. It's been passed down. The understanding of it's been passed down to them from generation to generation like it wasn't with our people. They understand exactly what it is, and they know it's the biggest threat to them. Besides the communists, that Bill of Rights is the biggest threat to these bastards that exist. Because they sit out there, we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. They ain't going to keep what they've stolen from us with guns, are they? And the communists don't even take them seriously. I mean, the only thing the communists take seriously are guns. Because that's the only thing that'll stop a goddamn communist is guns. So we gotta get the illusion out there that our guns are pointed at them for the Bundys, you see. You ever seen a Bundy holding a gun? Because I ain't. These great leaders of the people, these significant people who don't know what the God, well, they say they don't know. Maybe they do. But when they talk about it, you listen to them, they won't talk about, you know, the Kelly Thomases and the James Boyds and the Branch Davidians. I have never heard them talk about. They talk about themselves because they've always been self-interested. That's why they've got what they've got, because they are cliquish. They are clannish. In the church congregations, they are the people that have worked out the deals to make sure that they have and you do not have. You take one of these bastards and they got like 3,000 acres that they bought and paid for. But what they run is a 200,000 acre ranch. How in the hell is that pot? Well, that's a couple hundred thousand acres of your land. But they got rights granted to them, way their great grandpappy did, because he was a deacon in the church, you know, and he knew all the people. And so he got his land. He got granted these. Well, they were granted water rights and grazing rights. But hey, that's the same as a deed. The guy told us the other day. So actually, all the public lands belongs to these same people. And I've told this over and over again. And then when the people started getting out west, because the West wasn't that populated, but when the first people did come, I mean, the homesteaders, because some of that land was open to homesteading. When people from the East came out here under the Homesteading Act and tried to homestead them a 360 acre ranch, these son of a bitches came in with their sheriffs that belonged to them, their goddamn county officials, their courts that belonged to them. They burned those people out. They murdered those fucking people. It was theirs, you see. When the law finally got out here to where the point where you couldn't kill people anymore, you couldn't just assassinate those who were coming to have their part of the American dream that belonged to them as much as it belonged to your daddy who had it gave to him. Well, then that's when they had to come up with something new. So they started with, well, Forest Service. Got to protect our right to cash out the trees and fuck everybody else. And then you got the BLM and so that, you know, control, because they're going to manage it for you. And they're the custodians of the land, by the way, because, well, they've ranch on it. So that makes them the best custodians. And see, and as custodians of the land that you own equally with them, they can tell you to get the fuck off, you see. It was all gated off and kept exclusive to them. My daddy's ranch. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Put the food on the table.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us and In the Pleasant Place. You know, I was thinking also, Cornkey brought up, he said that in the colonies, you know, there were separate colonies. And this was the point he was trying to make. And when it was all over, they became separate states. And he said, why? Why? Well, because they had different opinions. And, well, and you know, he's trying to relate this to what's going on with this this movement, this states' rights movement, what we're talking about, taking over all the local bureaucracies and handing them back over to the same son of a bitches. You see, but this isn't a state thing, Mark. It isn't a colony thing. This is a national movement, from what I can see. And you also brought up, as a part of that national movement, the leader of that national movement, you know, that treacherous old miner, Ron Paul. You guys know Ron Paul owns gold mines. He's part of the mining industry. And that's what this is really all about. They do not have they ain't going to do it. We ain't going to let them. We are not going to let them. We're going to put them in their goddamn place. We outnumber them. And they're not going to say, well, you're just going to have to go along with us in our treachery and voting. Voting is giving consent. When you go out, you vote for the fucking dog catcher. You're giving consent for the whole package. Right up to the goddamn Trumpy and the goddamn Israelis that run him. You're giving consent to all of you. You're giving consent to my Bill of Rights being removed from me. And that is a fact. That is a fact of the English language. You can't dispute it, and you won't dispute it because you can't dispute it, and you'd look foolish trying to, because where does the consent come from? It comes from signing up for them voter rolls and signing them goddamn ballots, and you know it. You do not want that Bill of Rights, and that, like you said about the colony thing, you know? So what you're trying to tell me is there's some places, and some of them colonies, some people don't want so much of that Bill of Rights as other people do. Is that what you're saying? Because other than that, there's only one goddamn fight, and it is that Bill of Rights. And, man, it makes everybody equal. And I'll tell you what, even if you have your own goddamn state, your own goddamn county, your own goddamn municipality, and every inch of it, my Bill of Rights is abso-fucking-lute, whether you like it or not. And that will get you shot saying it ain't. You might want sundry laws. You can have them for yourself. But you try to inflict them on me, you get led. Any kind of your bullshit laws, you think that you can give away the goddamn public lands to your buddies, to your church congregations, because, well, they're the kind of people that should have it, you've decided, or through your Masonic lodges that you're all a part of and you goddamn well know it, because that's how the land in this country was dispensed, people. You ever wonder, you know, goddamn, because somewhere somebody ends up buying land, an American ends up buying land when you own a whole fucking country. Who do you buy it from? Well, you see in the church congregation there, you got some people that are real important, fine, outstanding citizens. And so they have somebody in Washington, D.C. write it down on a paper. They just get it give to them because they're fine, outstanding people. Then they cut it up in smaller parcels, and they sell it real cheap to the rest of the congregation. And the rest, and then that's the way all of that congregation, that church, that's that collective, that clique, they all got theirs. And then if you want some, well, you can go work a job and we'll sell you some at a real high price, just enough until you can work your whole fucking life away for what we consider a minimum wage that we have to give you slave fodder. It ain't going to work that way. Yeah, I mean, this has gone on way too goddamn long.
You pay your property taxes, it'll be taken.
Yes, ma'am. And who will take it? Church state, that's who will take it. Absolutely correct. And no, it's been a sham. It's gone on way too long. I mean, to try and sell this load of horse shit to us at this point in the ball game, I mean, go for it. You better go get one of your buddies. Tell the Bundys you need $3,000 to get your satellite up. It's for them. It ain't for us. It ain't for me. I'm saying no. I'm saying your treachery in voting. I'm saying no. I'm not gonna go acquiesce to this tyranny I'm living under. I'm not gonna go give consent to having my Bill of Rights removed. And if you do it, you are committing treason against your people. And that's not me. See, that's not me, people. I mean, if you wrote all this shit down on a piece of paper and defined treason and defined the vote and defined consent and you read it all, it would be, well, I guess if you vote, you consent to whatever the package deal is. It's like these people, I'm going out to vote for Trump. No, you're going out to acquiesce to the whole frickin' Republican platform and the whole package across the board. As soon as you sign up, that's what you're doing. The only way that you can remove the consent for the tyranny you're living under is to remove yourself from the voter rolls. Remove yourself. We should call them what they are, the consent rolls, because that's what they are. That is the consent. That's not me. See, this isn't Henry wanting people to look at him or some kind of silly shit like that or wanting attention. That is the goddamn fact. I'm just sick of living without my rights, Mark. I want my fucking rights back. And I'm not giving an inch. I've got nothing to lose. You've stole it all. And I'm not going to see my grandchildren live in deprivation so that a handful of special click motherfuckers can have it all. It ain't going to happen. God, I hate it. Like I said, I'll be sick from this for weeks, man. I mean, I can't even get no goddamn rest anymore. Because it's a constant barrage. Because the power has been shown. I mean, this is what has happened here, people, in the last 7 years. They've shown goddamn people with balls have stepped up and said, I'll blow their fucking heads off their shoulders. Oh, man, if you could harness that and put it behind a political movement that didn't have nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, where you could still keep control over the people, wouldn't that be sweet? It'd be like getting them to fight your other fucking wars for you, wouldn't it? I'm not fighting for Ammon Bundy. I'm not fighting for those fuckers down in California. I'm not fighting for those fuckers in Nevada with their 10,000-acre ranch, or shit, 100,000-acre ranches consisting of my public properties. I'm not fighting for them. Where were these people when 2008, when everybody is getting wiped out? Do you ever hear him mention about our people being slaughtered by this goddamn police state? Now, they'll support that son of a bitch. Once they're back in power, you see, that's what the Oath Keepers and the 3%ers, this is all the people that were kicked out by the communists. And once it's, if they get it all back, they'd be right back there. They'd be the ones burning your goddamn house down. Get real. They spit on your rights. I mean, I heard that one. He was trying to make a real elegant explanation of how of the federal takeover after Roosevelt. God damn it, it was taken over way before then. But the federal takeover after Roosevelt was done by you. You're the ones who sent it. I mean, like I said, I mean, you get Mrs. Hannon. At least she was honest in her little piece she did there, you know, in her video. They did. They brought the BLM in to secure the land for them and to take it away from all the rest of us. To put that notion forth that we were granted water and grazing rights. Our great-great-granddaddy was by one of his Masonic buddies down at the lodge. He was granted them grazing rights. That's just like a deed. There ain't no public lands. It all belongs to the ranchers, the farmers, and the miners, and the goddamn loggers. It's industry, industry, industry. And then, but the thing is, they're coming out and trying to say, oh, these wholesome families. It's about no, it's about fucking industry. It's about theft of resources from the rest of us. They have grown fat and rich. It wasn't that long ago, and you people will remember. That's why it's not like they're never going to beat us. I don't have to convince you. You've lived it too. But every year, the ranchers, their new farm vehicles, brand new Cadillac, wrote off their taxes while you get people with little plots of land are losing them because they lost their jobs to some frickin' scam or another. And they're they bragged about it, people. Huh, I got my brand new Cadillac every year, write it off my taxes, my farm vehicle, don't you know, my ranch vehicle, my mining vehicle. I watched it. I watched it all my life. I watched these people piss on my Bill of Rights all my life, and I'll be goddamned and gone straight to hell if I'll ever raise a hand to defend them. I will destroy them because they need to be destroyed because they are traitors. And this notion, we got to get the mainstream to see it our way. The mainstream consists of 25% of the people. 75% don't have to convince 25% of nothing. All we got to do is squash their asses out. And that's what's going to happen, because this shit ain't going nowhere, people. There was never no intent, and we hold our guns. We hold our guns until we force the communist hands, and we wipe every goddamn one of them out, and we have a country again. We'll be free people. Well, those of us left. And if I don't make it there, man, I really don't give a fuck, so long as I know that everybody's going to finish it. Just finish it, and finish every one of them. Don't stop short. Not this time. Not like they did back in the so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking. Do not stop short. Instead of that Bill of Rights, they knew what the goddamn deal was. They wrote it down in the Anti-Federalist Papers. They knew what those aristocratic bastards were going to do. They should just, wait, how simple. Go to Philadelphia and kill every goddamn one of them. We could have had my life could have been different. Your life could have been different. It's been a scam every inch of the way, and it's a scam today, just like it was then. And I mean every facet of it's a scam. And I'm not doing this for the goddamn money. Anybody who thinks I'm rolling in the dough, you ask somebody who's been to my house. How rich I am. I can't afford goddamn gas to go to town and back. But these people here who want your money for the satellite, and it's not for the satellite, it ain't the money to them. It really ain't, because I guarantee you they can pull it right out of their pocket right now. It's about saying, it's just like with Jones saying, look what I got, these badass bastards with these guns behind me. They're going to kill you. I can control them. But you're going to have to put me back in power. You better put me back in power to control them. You communists, we'll let you back up. We'll leave you. We'll give you a whole bunch of goodies, and you can have some fun and have some treachery. But you better put me. I'm the only one that control these son of a bitches. You can't control me. You can't control me for 1 minute. And once this is all figured out, you know, look at the people. I mean, what the hell are we talking about here as far as strategies? What if we did everybody who's just sick of this shit? Who's sick of this shit and realizes everything I'm saying here? If everybody just unregistered vote, what if 10 million people in 1 week unregistered to vote? You think, do you really? Oh, that wouldn't make no difference. Yes, yes, it would. I promise you it would. Because it would be drawing the line saying, we're not talking with you anymore. We're going to shoot you is what's fixing to fucking happen. That's what that would be saying. So you want to go put this communist, you're going to do it anyway? What do we got to do to prove it to you? You're going to do what you're going to do anyway, but you're going to do it with 6% of the fucking population. You're going to call that your consent, and the other 94% are going to run your ass over. We're going to plow you down. And we'll do it righteously because you're not operating with our consent. You are a tyrannical government trying to rule us as slaves. And we will be righteous in our cause. But see, that just don't make no sense, you see. Because, you know, in a scenario like that, goddamn, we could clean it all out. But then you'd have the common law back and the Bill of Rights. And then people would be looking around, all the people who are going to fight this goddamn fight because they've been shit on. They're going to be looking at the people that shit on them. Oh, Mr. 10,000. I mean, there's ranches here, people. I'm going to tell you something. You can go out in the Oregon desert here, and there's places where you can go, and you come on a ranch, and you'll drive 30, 40, fucking 50 miles until you come to the ranch house and then down the other side that far. And that one person just, that's theirs. No, that's all public land that they're claiming as their ranch and putting fences up. And I'm telling you, though, I've had them come out and threaten me with sheriffs. And I said, get the goddamn sheriff out here. I got a map. It says this is public land. They hate it. This is what it's truly all about. And rather than them joining and putting their resources once the communists had invaded this country, and it is a real threat, make no mistake about it. These international communists, they got to be dealt with. But rather than coming and go, hey, you know, guys, fuck, you're right. You know, God, we fucked up. We're going to back you 100%. We're going to put you guys into the position of power because you actually know what the fuck you're talking about. No, you don't got to catch up to nobody. You understand the goddamn words of the documents. We want those documents enforced. It's our only chance. And it really is, even for them. But no, they don't want, no. That could open up the door to them having nothing because they stole what they have. Don't you see? But like I said, I can do math and I know numbers. And I know that goddamn what you're talking about here is 10,000 to one with these pricks out here where I live. And they know it too. They don't have the power they had was through duplicity, through buy-offs, through buying goddamn politicians at the state and local level. That was their power to remove my Bill of Rights, remove my common law courts, and to run me off the goddamn public lands that belong to me. That was what they used. They didn't do it with guns. And you, like I said, you ever seen a Bundy holding a gun? Because you're not gonna. You know, they have those oath keepers, and those 3%ers showed up holding all those guns. Those were the pricks that worked for them. I'm telling you right now, I lived it. That's the truth. And that's what they want it back. And all they're sitting there, all them oath keepers go right back into the offices, right back into the goddamn illegal policing agencies, and they'll be the one burning your goddamn house down the next week. That's how that shit works. And we're not going to go for it, people. We're just not going to do it. All right, we were talking about the 8-1 Supreme Court rules, police need a warrant. Well, you know, what the hell can you even say about that? What you're doing by saying, yeah, goddamn Supreme Court. The Supreme Court don't have no authority to rule either way. In fact, the cops who came and searched the guy's goddamn property without warrant were the criminals. It's that simple. They should have been tried for official oppression and put in fucking prison for about 20 years for just that one act. That's all. That's what should have happened. But they play these games with us to get us to think, well, the Supreme Court, man, if the Supreme Court, they have the authority. No, they don't. The ninth article says they do not. They cannot. Oh, what else we got going here? Right-wing Jewish lobby puts $30 million into GOP to keep Trump on pro-Israel track. We're going to have, I'm telling you, that's another thing you better be ready for. Because when they see that we're not going to, that these people out here can't control us, and they know they can't control us, well, the next step is a war. A war to get as many people killed off as they can, put us in such a desperate situation. We'll go, we got to fight for it. Got to save our country. It ain't our country. I'll fight to take it back from who's got it. But I'm not, there was like some foreigner's going to come take what's already been taken from you. That's supposed to be my battle cry. I don't see it. I see taking out these son of a bitches who put us in this position, getting control of those nuclear weapons and telling the world to fuck off or else. And that's really all it would take, all this goddamn bullshit about the Korea and all these goddamn things. Bullshit. Why did we spend $5.5 trillion in 1960s and 70s dollars to build a nuclear arsenal so there'd be no more wars? Why'd we do that, people? Obviously, it wasn't so there wouldn't be no more wars, was it? How about mutually assured destruction? Get the fuck off my real estate and leave me alone or I'll kill you. I think that would work if you meant it. The right-wing Jewish, by the way, this is from the New Observer, and it was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The right-wing Jewish lobby financier Sheldon Adelson, has pumped $30 million into the Republican Party's congressional leadership. When you go out, you're voting against them damn immigrants is what you're doing. You're not voting for oil pipelines and trillion-dollar tax breaks for the people who raped you back in 2008. And you're not voting so they can bring the trillions they've made from manufacturing your resources overseas back into the country. You're voting for, you're voting for Donald Trump. Leadership to keep that party in control of the U.S. Congress so that President Donald Trump will keep up his slavishly pro-Israel foreign policy. According to a report, and this is written by the communists, so there's going to be a communist slant to it. We're going to point it out. According to a report in Politico, casino mogul Alderson, who made his money out of a casino business empire, which would be illegal in the Jewish ethnostate, cut a $30 million check after House Speaker Paul Ryan flew to Vegas to meet with the billionaire at his Vientian Hotel, whatever that is, some foreign thing, probably owned by foreigners. Nothing in this country is owned by Americans. Also, at the meeting with Allison, was his wife, Miriam Norm Coleman, the former Minnesota senator who chairs the Republican Jewish Coalition. I mean, these son of a bitches are legislating in your country. You got a foreign goddamn government legislating. I mean, because we're going to go to the legislation. I won't have time for today, but that was the next one. Let me see. Let me get it here. Congressional bill. See, the congressional bill would apply Israel-centric definition of anti-Semitism to campuses in the United States. They are legislating law in your goddamn country, people. A foreign government. What? It's like, you know, the people just, they don't got it figured out and they ain't catching up to you. They're legislating. It's a foreign government legislating in your sovereign nation. When are you getting there? Casinos where Marion, senator who chairs the Republican Jewish Coalition, Corey Bliss, who oversees the Super PAC, and Kate Kasten, Ryan's number two political aide. According to the report, they laid out a case to Alderson about how crucial it is to protect the House. As a federally elected official, Ryan is not permitted to solicit seven-figure political donations. When Ryan left the room, Coleman, I don't know what the hell that meant. It didn't come out right. I don't know if it was a misprint. Alderson's donation comes at a time when the long predicted and ignored by Trump and both left and right wing Jewish lobbies, demographic shift in American voting patterns imperils Republican control of the House, with more than a million non-whites coming onto the U.S. voter rolls every year. I mean, play it. There is no black. There is no white. There is no left. There is no right. There is no conservative. There is no progressive. There's just a fucking law, or there ain't, and there is not. We're lawless. That's what I'm talking about, where the guns come into play, where the true power is. It ain't money no more, people. It is in who has, and everybody's got a gun now. It ain't like they planned. You see, they planned that they were going to warehouse tons of guns, and everybody else is going to be caught flat-footed. And then they would give you one of your guns and set down the conditions of who you shot it at. That didn't work out.
That's the Venetian Hotel, Henry. That's where he gets all his money.
Venetian.
Adelson's a huge gambler, a huge casino owner.
Venetian, that's it. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, here it is. I mean, what do you people want out there? I'm talking to the goddamn, I'm preaching to the choir, I know, here on this broadcast. But, man, come on. I mean, anybody who can't see, I mean, when you come to this next article, like I said, let me see, where was it here? Congressional bill would apply Israel-centric definition to anti-Semitism to campuses. Let's just read a little bit of this. It's from Americans New, and it was sent in by Galen Ford Discussion. I'm from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. A group of U.S. lawmakers from both houses of Congress introduced legislation on Wednesday to apply an Israeli-centric definition of anti-Semitism to American educational systems. They're legislating law in your country. Foreigners. I mean, well, hey, man, what we need to do is elect some people into the local, get control of the local governments, get in control of more and more of the bureaucracy, and pretty soon we could have control of the bureaucracy. It would never shrink. It'd probably get bigger, but it would be controlled by, well, you know, the industries, the American industries, the farming, the ranching, the mining, like with Ron Paul. He could be our president. People. I don't know. I guess they're just pissing in our faces. Oh, you must just want some attention. No, I want my fucking rights back. Anyways, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And remember, we're not doing this for attention. We want our fucking rights back. And that is The Word from the Trenches.